It is Tuesday, so we'll wrap crunch time with an array of questions. We've got concerns. Most understand we live in a world of things perpetually being recorded. Obviously, some don't care. Some don't get it. It's called What Are You Doing? And Nick will lead off.
To Tom Dundon, I ask,
what are you doing?
I get what the AAF was going for. A spring league that gave football players a second chance at getting out on the football field with the longest of long, long shots at getting a call to training camp with an NFL team. It was never supposed to compete with the NFL. It was for people who love football more than life itself to keep watching football after the Super Bowl. Then it all went to crap after week two when Tom Dundon had to infuse the league with $250 million. It was reportedly an investment into the league, but also thought to be the money the league needed to pay salaries, which is a horrible sign to have after 1 week of starting your new league. Now, after 9 weeks, it's all being shut down indefinitely because the NFL and the NFLPA won't strike up a deal to deepen the player pool, sharing players with the AAF, and this is all Tom Dundon's fault. He came in and ruined what the AAF was. The AAF was created to be adjacent from the NFL, not linked to it. If the NFL wanted to have a minor league, they would have created one by now. The farthest the NFL even went to acknowledge the existence of this league was by having the NFL Network broadcast games. I get the idea that having the 51st, 52nd guy on a roster would be good for the league. More NFL fans turn in wearing their armchair scouting hat to see a guy that was on their practice squad of the favorite team, but it was never going to happen, and I'm not sure why Tom Dundon thought it would happen. Clearly, the AAF needed this money from Dundon, and it gave him all the power to do whatever he wanted, and he ended something that had the chance to grow, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys, who I ask.
What are you doing?
In true Jerry Jones form, they've extended the contract of Randy Gregory. Normally, when you read about a player on the Pro Football Reference site, you see numbers, accomplishments, then the transactions. Usually means trades or free agent signings. For Gregory, there are five mentions. September 2016, suspended 10 games for violating the substance abuse policy. December that year, served a suspension. Then the suspension is lifted. 2017, suspended for a full year for a third violation of the league's substance abuse policy. I think you see where this might be going. He's played a total of 28 games in the NFL. He was drafted the same year as Marcus Mariota. And the joke that's become the Cowboys decide, well, this guy certainly earned a contract extension. Okay for this clown to be in the league, but not, well, you know, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's a real shame Johnny Manziel can't get back into the NFL.
Yep, that's what I was thinking of.
To the Baltimore Orioles manager, Brandon Hyde, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Baltimore Orioles are going to be a horrid Major League Baseball team following up on their even worse performance in 2018. They don't have much going for them at all. I could actually play a really fun game of AAF player or Baltimore Oriole just to bring home the point that not a single player on the Orioles is going to have a lasting impact on the 2019 Major League Baseball season. Except for last night when David Hess went 6 1/3 innings, allowing only one walk out of the first 20 batters he faced. He'd only thrown 82 pitches. And I get it's his first start of the season, coaches don't want to strain their young arms early, but Hess started 19 games last year and he's never had a better chance to throw a no-hitter, and this Brandon Hyde guy, who I'm sure is a fake person, threw it all away. Give your team a chance to make some sort of memorable impact on a major league season. Let this 25-year-old kid try and throw a no-hitter for the first time, or, you know, have some fun at least while you're losing 110 games this year, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To the Alliance of American Football, a.k.a. AAF, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we know the carnage that has been left in the wake of trying to piggyback on the American passion for football, whether it's the USFL, the XFL, the whatever FL.
The XFL whatever, 2.
Whatever has an F for football or an L for league in that acronym. Look, there's been one, only one, that had lasted, had success, then actually forced the establishment NFL to take them seriously to the point where after beating the NFL in the third and fourth Super Bowls, forced a merger. Yeah, that was the American Football League. And do you know why it succeeded? because from 1960, when it started, through 1969, they played during football season. They had players the NFL wanted. Lance Allworth, Joe Namath, Lenny Dawson, Floyd Little, Hall of Famers. They were legit, not cast-offs, not a desperate afterthought for folks who don't get how great the changing of the sports seasons is. Debate all you want. It comes down to, it's not football season, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Well, as I ask.
I am depressed.
To my last one here, to Max Muncy, I ask.
What are you doing?
Bat flips are good. Hitting baseballs are hard, and I like that players are able to show emotion after hitting a baseball farther than most humans can hit a super bouncy ball with a metal bat. Max Muncy of the horrible, rotten, no-good Los Angeles Dodgers has had a power revolution after leaving the Oakland A's. Max went from 5 career home runs and 215 at-bats over 2 seasons to 35 home runs last year. And so, Muncy is also a fan of the bat flip, and last night, he looked like a total and complete doofus when he bat flipped a pop fly to center field. As a professional baseball player who has hit plenty of home runs, you should know the difference by now between a ball that's going to end up caught and a ball that's going to end up in the seats. Don't look like a doofus bat flipping outs, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Doofus. Okay, to the trolls on Sabrina Ionescu's Instagram account, I ask.
What are you doing?
While this segment is about questioning, unfortunately we know the answer because they're nothing special. They're knuckle-dragging cowards who couldn't hang with her for a nanosecond hooping. But the magnitude is kind of disturbing that many so-called men are so antiquated and intimidated by the skill, success, and athleticism of a young woman they take to social media. They say incredibly childish things that most of us grew out of saying the final time we took part in middle school recess. To her credit, she nuked him with one comment. The moron theme was, stop me if you heard this, by the way, mostly from senile old misogynistic failures of men that she should be in the kitchen. Sabrina responds, well, I've been cooking up triple doubles lately. Imagine fancying yourself a player or a sports fan and not reveling in the magnificence of these players. Again, they're failures as people. They're not men, as we ask.
What are you doing?